From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us by phone this morning is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
We're talking to you by phone because you're going where?
I'm going to a village called I, spelled A-Y, in Champagne Country in France.
Lucky you. And tell us why you're going there.
I'm speaking at the French National Crossword Championship.
How neat. Is I going to show up as a crossword puzzle clue someday? I bet.
Well, not as an answer, because in American crosswords, we don't allow two-letter answers. But in France, they do, and that's the main reason why this championship is held in I. It's like we would hold our championship in Ames, Iowa, or Ada, Oklahoma, because those are the towns that show up frequently in our puzzles.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, we had a challenge everyone was working on last week, and you're going to repeat it for us now. What was it?
Well, it came from Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois, and he's the person who runs the website mathpuzzle.com, which is real nice. And I said, write down the eight-letter word caviling, C-A-V-I-L-I-N-G. It means quibbling or finding fault with. And I asked the name of what famous person can be written under it to produce eight state postal abbreviations reading vertically.
What was your answer?
The answer is Alan Alda, which makes California, Alabama, Virginia, Indiana, Louisiana, Illinois, North Dakota, and Georgia reading vertically.
Interesting. Fabulous. Well, a lot of people got this one right. We had about, well, more than actually 2,500 correct entries. Our randomly chosen winner is Peter McCracken, and he joins us from Seattle, Washington. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
So was this an easy puzzle for you?
Well, it wasn't really, because I didn't follow Will's directions and I didn't write the word down initially. So I tried caviling, C-A-V-E, and pretty quickly realized that there's no state that's the letter E. So then I thought it was caviling, C-A-V-A, and while I puzzled on that one for a while, I saw Alda, and then realized it must have been C-A-V-I, Alan Alda.
How excellent. Well, are you ready to play today? You sound like you are.
I sure am.
All right, Will, I think Peter's ready for you, so am I. Let's play.
All right, Peter and Leanne, this is a good puzzle for two people. I've brought a game of categories using the word Paris, as in Paris, France. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, name something in the category beginning with each of the letters P-A-R-I-S. For example, if the category were metals, you might say platinum, aluminum, radium, iron, and steel.
Okay.
All right, your category number one is state capitals. And you could do these in any order.
Okay.
State capitals.
Indianapolis.
Good.
Salem, Oregon.
Yes.
Is it Pierre, North Dakota?
Yeah, Pierre, yeah, North Dakota. Pierre. Good. Also Phoenix and Providence. You need an A and an R.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Excellent. And just an A. There are five of them.
Albany.
Albany.
Albany, New York. That's very good.
Right.
Category number two is TV sitcoms.
Oh.
Well, The Simpsons, of course.
Good, good.
Good luck with this one. I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy. Excellent. Let's see. For A, there's a classic one from the 1970s.
Alice?
Well, Alice. Very good. I was going for All in the Family. Uh-huh. And just a P and an R now. There were two spinoffs of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, Rhoda.
Rhoda is good. And there's another spinoff starting with P.
Really? On what planet?
No, that's not a sitcom.
There's also a 60s sitcom based around a railroad station.
Oh, Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction. It's also going for Phyllis there.
Oh, Phyllis, of course.
All right, try this one. Parts of a car. Parts of a car.
Steering wheel.
Yes.
Axle.
Axle, good.
Piston.
Piston.
Oh, very good.
R and I.
Rear bumper, no.
Rear bumper, okay.
No, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's good. Also radiator. And,
oh, radiator.
And radio are good. And just an...
Radio, naturally. I, huh?
Yeah. Something right in front of the driver.
Ignition.
Ignition, good. And here's your last category, things that are cold.
Ice.
Ice, good.
Popsicle?
Yes.
Arctic Ocean? Antarctica?
Good. Yes, Antarctica. Uh-huh. An R and an S.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerator, good.
Yeah.
And for S, something that you see a lot of in the winter.
Snow.
Snow is it. Good job.
Peter?
Well, I missed a couple of those. Took me a little bit of time.
You did well.
That's a great one. My wife's favorite city.
Paris?
Yes.
Absolutely. One of mine, too, actually. All right. Well, for playing our puzzle today, Peter, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has both print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Tell us, what's your public radio station?
We support KUOW in Seattle and KPCC in Pasadena, where my wife is living at the moment.
Oh, excellent. Well done, and thank you for your support. Peter McCracken from Seattle, Washington, you're a terrific puzzle player, good teammate, and thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thanks very much.
All right, Will, we need another puzzle for our listeners to work on for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Candidi K. Madhaven of Alexandria, Virginia. Name a well-known American city, starting with the letter B, as in boy. Change the B to a Y, then rearrange all the letters to name a world capital and its country. What capital is this? So again, a well-known American city, starting with the letter B. Change the B to a Y, and rearrange all the letters to name a world capital and its country. What capital is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, have fun in France. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.